1. Begin transmission.
Pyong. It's 1930 UTC. I don't know what time it is locally. Yeah, I do. It's almost 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And so, you're obviously listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I am your chairman. And what are we doing today? Well, I'm about worn out. I did all kinds of work yesterday getting ready for some stuff I had to do this morning. And then I had to stay up until 4 o'clock in the morning just because, well, that's always when I stay up to. And then I didn't get much sleep anyway because I was so worried about this thing I had to do this morning. And so then I went and I did this thing. And it took a while. And now I'm home. And I've been home for about an hour now. And I ate some food, and I'm all full. Ugh. Did I eat too much? How did I eat too much? I don't know. And so, now I'm sort of sitting here halfway laying on the floor. And because I didn't sleep and I didn't get up, or I got up super early, I'm about 4 or 5 hours short on sleep, and I feel like I'm going to fall asleep. So, if this show suddenly goes quiet or silent, you're not listening to dead air. You're actually listening to me sleep live on the radio. I'm trying not to fall asleep, though, because what happens if I put this here? Is that going to work? This will probably work. Put the stuff on the pillow. So I'm sitting here watching the 227th Merseyside Derby. I'm pretty happy about it. A derby, or in American English, derby, spelled D-E-R-B-Y. A derby is a football game in which two teams from the same city or same immediate geographical area play each other. So, you know, every year Manchester City has to play Manchester United at least twice, and those games are called the Manchester Derby. And today we are watching the Merseyside Derby, and this is a game between Liverpool and Everton, which are very close together. In fact, I think today, in modern times, most people would consider Everton to be a suburb of Liverpool. But, you know, these have been separate cities throughout history. It's just, you know, Liverpool has grown so much. And I don't know if they're actually separated by the Mersey River or not, but that's where they get the name, the Merseyside Derby. There's a river called the Mersey. Maybe you know that famous song, so carry me across the Mersey or whatever. Is that Cliff Richard? No, that's Jerry and the Pacemakers, I think. Regardless, they played Johnny Todd at the beginning of the game. So this game is actually being played at Everton. Everton is home. Liverpool is the away team. And this will be pretty good. I'm pretty excited about it. Another one of my favorites that I haven't been able to see in a couple years due to relegation is the Tyne and Wear Derby. And this is a game between Sunderland and... God, I must be tired. I can't think. Newcastle. Sunderland and Newcastle are towns on the Tyne and Wear rivers, and they're pretty close to each other. Or maybe it's the Tyne River. They're like on each side. You know, it's sort of like Minneapolis, St. Paul, or one city on one, or Omaha and Council Bluffs, or Kansas City and Kansas City. You know, there's two towns on each side of a river, and they're about to kick it off here in the Merseyside Derby, the 227th Merseyside Derby. So this will be great. Oh my god. Ugh. I'm so tired. The only good thing is that last night I watched Johnny Sacco and his flying robot. And it was horrendously great, but no, it was greatly horrendous. It'd be more accurate. This ought to be a good game. Everton hasn't beaten Liverpool in a couple years. And so, you know, conventional wisdom says that Liverpool's going to take this, but Everton has been on this weird run lately, and they've got this good momentum, and they have finally sort of figured out how to play together. And so I honestly think that Everton has a chance here. Leighton Baines is playing, Lukaku's playing, everybody's healthy, and it's just ought to be pretty good. I also watched my soap opera last night, and that was fun. It made me laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. And there was a DNA test and everything. And you know, the only soap opera trope they haven't hit yet is amnesia. None of the characters have had amnesia yet. But one of the characters was presumed dead and lost on a deserted island, but he came back this episode, and oh, it's all happy, everybody's happy, and they're just setting up massive conflict because the little brother has the older brother's girlfriend now, and oh, the princess has her boyfriend back who is really her bodyguard, and oh my god, it doesn't make any sense. But it was really funny last night. There was some funny, funny parts. And they were making it funny on purpose. I wasn't just laughing at them trying to be serious. They were actually trying to be funny. And I found that to be a refreshing change. My god, I don't know if I can afford to sleep today. If I fall asleep now, I might sleep for 9 hours. And I'll get up at midnight. And then my sleep schedule will be all messed up. I gotta try to power through this. That or I should sleep now. I don't know. Ross Barkley's jersey's already destroyed. Leighton Baines is doing the throw-in. Oh my god, I like football so much. I got Everton and Liverpool on this channel. And on the other channel, I have Bayer Leverkusen and Ingolstadt. Ingolstadt is ahead 1-0 against Chicharito. Come on, Chicharito. You know how much I love Chicharito. Oh. Okay, well, I don't remember what I was talking about because I did, in fact, fall asleep during the game. And I just woke up about 10 minutes ago. And I slept for about 2 hours. Ugh. So that's good. I feel pretty good. And my cat is walking around here, and she just opened the door to the laundry room, and now there's a cold draft blowing into the room here. That's okay. So, I guess the first thing we need to do is find out how that game turned out. I'm looking at the sports channel that it was on, but now they're doing a show about Watford, and I think I've seen this, so we're probably going to have to check other sports channels to see if there's anything about it. And, oh, am I quite awake yet? I don't think so. But that's okay.
Yeah, so I turned to ESPN. That was a mistake because it's just all about college football, which I thought was over. And then on the other ESPN channel, they're getting ready for a professional football game. And I don't see any scores. Okay, so we're going to have to forget about finding scores right now. Oh, also my gut hurts. So that's not so great. And I guess we should probably put our glasses back on so we can see what's going on the TV. Oh, and it's so boring. TV is dumb and boring. Oh, apparently there are bowl games on. I forgot about bowl games. Never understood what they are or what they're for. Just weird end-of-the-season exhibitions that don't count for anything. And for some reason, we can have bowl games, but we can't have any kind of championship that makes sense. American football is probably the only sport in the world whose championship is just decided by voting. You know, every other sport in the world, let's just play until we find out who the best team is. No, not in American football. Let's just have people, have all the teams play, oh, about half a dozen games that are essentially league play, and then we'll have them play half a dozen games that really don't count for anything. And then we'll just get a bunch of people to vote for who they think is the best team in the country, even though these teams have never played. And who do they get to vote? That's right, the sports writers. Because somehow they know about football. And of course, then they have the coaches poll as well. So let's just ask all the coaches who they think the best team is, and whatever they say, that's who we'll give the national championship to. That makes no sense, because isn't every coach just saying, oh, my team is number one? Makes no sense to me. Never has, never will. All right, so we're going to check some other channels here. That's dumb. That's dumb. What's on 1111? Do I have my Wheeler Dealers? No. And we've got skiing. Is this Milka Cow skiing? No, this is some kind of head-to-head racing. It must be slalom or something. I'm not actually seeing guys skiing. I'm just seeing skiing guys standing around. But these guys have Milka Cow bibs on. And if you've heard this show before, you're perfectly well aware that I love the Milka Cow, and that's the only reason to watch skiing. So, okay, now they're finally showing some guys going down the hill, and we're just going to watch for a minute to see if we see a giant inflatable purple Milka Cow. And I'm looking. They have a giant GoPro cube, but this is a pretty short race. It's like head-to-head slalom. Where's the giant inflatable cow? See, they got the big Milka bibs on, and they got the big purple cow right on the bibs. But they don't have the inflatable cow out there. Oh, they're doing it wrong. Oh, stupid, don't know how to make a skiing show people. Always have to have the cow. Got to have an inflatable cow. All right, let's go over to TCM. Oh, Cape Fear. Gregory Peck. So that's interesting, but not really interesting enough for me to stay on it because, you know, we've seen that plenty of times. And what else should we be checking on? Oh, we gotta check out the Low Rent Science Fiction Channel, which is 1:31 on my schedule. And then we have Squirm. And then coming up in an hour, Poltergeist, The Legacy. What's on the other channels? Oh, ugh. The Dog Who Saved the Holidays. And then followed by A Perfect Christmas List. What's on 129? Oh, just a bunch of Walker, Texas Rangers. Okay. So somebody is losing at television. And I guess that would be me. What's on the Simpsons channel? Well, shockingly enough, The Simpsons. Ooh, and on one of my Spanish language movie channels, 7 Years in Tibet. I kind of like that movie. And following that, Reign of Fire, another movie that I kind of like. I bet they're hilarious in Spanish. We're going to scroll up on The Simpsons channel to see if we're going to get any Archer today. No, this is not an Archer day. It's one of those stupid Sparta movies. This is Sparta! Yeah, except it's not. Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not really here. Ow, my gut's getting to me now. I need to drink some more tea. What's on the cartoon channel? Well, the Bears show. That was okay, I guess. We'll put it on there while we're looking for something else. And what do we have down here? Nothing. Oh. Guess what's on? A Very Soul Train Christmas. I would almost watch that. And then there's Ghostbusters, Futurama, and South Park, and oh my god, why am I even doing this? Let's just flip over to the weather channel really quick to see. Yeah, I didn't think it seemed as cold. I'm not freezing right now. And that's because it's 26 degrees outside right now, and it's dark, so it's warmer than it was. 26 is warmer than negative 9, like it was yesterday. And it's going to be 40 degrees tomorrow. So, hooray. Yippee-ki-yay. Okay, so, oh my god. I wish I didn't have to do a show every day, because I've got absolutely nothing for you today, people. Other than to tell you the good news that it's going to be warmer tomorrow. Apparently because of jet streams. That's the graphic they're showing me on the Weather Channel. They like to call this show the Weather Underground. I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know if they know what the actual Weather Underground was. But the Weather Underground did not have anything to do with predicting the weather. Not to mention, I gotta wonder why they think they're underground. There's nothing secret about the Weather Channel. There's nothing subversive about what they're doing. You know, everybody knows it's the Weather Channel, and we're all expecting it to be weather on the Weather Channel all the time, so... Oh, I don't know where they're getting Weather Underground. Basically, what happened is some college intern there said, how about we call the show the Weather Underground? Doesn't that sound cool? That's something I heard. I heard the phrase Weather Underground. I didn't know what it meant, and so I thought it would be a cool show for the Weather Channel. And then some idiot there said, yeah, that's a good idea, instead of actually looking up who and what the Weather Underground really was. Oh, man. You gotta wonder. One of the great things I got going for me right now is this huge cup of very fresh tea. It's so delicious. It's a little strong. That's good. Oh yeah, it tastes very tea-y. It's so yummy. Whew. I'm all worn out from taking a nap. Gotta drink more tea because of my guts, and I gotta probably eat a couple graham crackers. Man, my guts got bad fast today. That was weird, but at least I got to sleep for a couple of hours. Huh. And I'm not very cold, so this is all a good thing. I do still feel that draft coming in from the laundry room. And I can't close that door right now because my cat, Pippa,
is having too much fun on top of the cabinets. She jumped up onto the washing machine, then jumped up onto the shelf, and then climbed up onto the cabinets, and now she's rubbing her head up against the ceiling, looking down, surveying, wondering what's going on. She's looking at me, wondering who I'm talking to. She's the kitty in tall places. She likes to get up there, so I can't close the door because she won't be able to get out. Because the door, well, from that side of the door, you have to pull it open. If it was just a push door, she understands push door. I don't think she understands pull door, but she must, because that's how she would have to open the closet upstairs. We've been discussing the whole, how is she getting into the closet upstairs? Well, she would have to stick her paw under and pull. It's not a push door, so maybe she does understand pull. Maybe I'll close the door. Yeah, I won't latch it. I'll just shut it most of the way to see if she can figure out how to open it. And now I'm not entirely sure how this popped into my head, but I have to talk about it. You ever notice that we seem to have a lot of songs about baseball? You know, if you ask anybody, hey, sing a baseball song, you know, they'll think, take me out to the ball game, right? Okay, so that's a baseball song. And then back in the 80s or something, there was a song about, put me in, coach, I'm ready to play today. Look at me, I'm playing center field, or some terrible crap like that. Okay, another baseball song. And we had a whole band called The Outfield, which is presumably a baseball reference. And so as I sit here and think about this, I'm wondering, are there any football songs? There's no take me out to the football game. There's nobody singing about football, so I gotta wonder. No, wait. I am remembering a song back from the late 80s or early 90s, maybe some stupid cutesy, one of those pseudo, was it country or a pseudo white people R&B song about backfield in motion? Yeah, wait, what was that other one about? There was another, yeah. So I guess there's a few football reference songs. I wonder if in other countries they have songs about their sports too. I mean, is there an equivalent of take me out to the ball game for like cricket or football? The funny thing is, there sort of are football songs. In England, at least, whenever anybody wants to make a charity record, they always get a football team to sing a song. And it's all really terrible, and it sells tons of copies. This has happened a number of times. And Pete Waterman has actually done a couple of these. And I don't know if I've ever actually heard any of these songs. But, you know, if you can imagine songs like We Are the World, you know, just, you know, translate that into a football thing. And these are usually charity deals, and all the money goes to charity. And God, there was a big one after the big stadium disaster. And there was one, yeah. So what about in like Japan and China? They love to play baseball in Japan. I wonder if there's any Japanese songs about baseball. There probably is. What other sports are there? I wonder if there's any songs about badminton. I wonder if they sing about rugby in the rugby countries. Are there any hockey songs? You know, should I be learning hockey songs for when I'm watching my hockey games? Dun 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 dun. Hockey. Hockey. I wish there was a hockey game on right now. I would watch it. But I probably wouldn't listen to hockey songs. I don't know. So if you're Canadian or otherwise know a lot about hockey, drop me a line. Let me know if there are any hockey songs. Same with Australian rules football. I wonder if there's any songs about that. There,
It probably is, except you'd, you know, by definition have to be Australian to know them. I guess I could probably look some of this stuff up online. Could just type, you know, hockey songs into your favorite search engine. But I'll tell you right now, I will warn you, if you type in hockey songs, you're probably going to get a hit for Chelsea Dagger, because there's one of those teams, they use the song Chelsea Dagger after every time somebody scores. It's, you know, celebratory music. And I don't think I've ever heard this song anywhere else, except like during sporting events. I've heard it in other sporting events too, not when anybody scores a goal, but just, you know, how they place music in the stadiums to get people riled up. And Chelsea Dagger is one of those, you know, stadium anthems. And if you're not familiar with the song, you might want to look it up. Chelsea Dagger. And it goes, whoa, oh, 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 whoa, oh, oh. You know, it's just one of those whoa, oh, songs. And there might be other lyrics to it. I wouldn't know. I only hear the part where they're going, whoa, oh, oh, whoa, oh, oh. And the funny thing is, you know, I watch a lot of Chelsea Football Club games. Chelsea is one of my favorite teams. But they never, ever played Chelsea Dagger, which I find hilarious. There are two teams, Watford and Everton, that played Johnny Todd, though, a traditional folk song, but they used the version that was used as a TV theme tune back in the 60s, which, I don't know. Does it make any sense? It makes sense to somebody, but not to me. Rarely does anything make any sense to me. And you might be wondering, well, why is it called Chelsea Dagger? Because the guy who wrote it, that's his girlfriend's name. Or I think she's his wife now. And they are now married. And that was her stripper name. Yes, his wife was a stripper. And she took the name Chelsea Dagger because she wanted something like Britney Spears. So it had to be something, huh, me, and then weapon. So instead of Britney Spears, she chose Chelsea Dagger. I think it would be funny if it was plural. Chelsea Daggers. But, man, you gotta hand it to a chick who's thinking of names like that. I like that. Chelsea Dagger. I just wish I knew more strippers so I could, you know, think up names for them. I would help them think up crazy names. And I don't know any strippers. I never have known any. Well, no, that's not entirely true. There was this one girl I knew when I was in college who was very mysterious about what she did. If you ask her what she did, she'd always say she was in telemarketing. But she already always had a lot of $1 bills, and she always was flush with cash. And she worked really weird hours, you know, like 8 o'clock to 2 o'clock in the morning. And that, you might think, well, that's obviously a stripper schedule. But back then, that was also a pretty common... It wasn't... There are very weird telemarketing hours. You can get all kinds of weird shifts and pretty much almost work whenever you want. And I don't know how I ever got the idea that she might be a stripper. It's been so long, but... Yeah, so I might have known a stripper. I have known some dancers who I thought would be great strippers, but no, they were just, you know, like actual ballerinas and, you know, modern dance type dancers. I've known a bunch of them. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe. I've been sleeping during the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day right here on Anon Radio at 1930 UTC. I am out of time. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Thank you.
Good news is that when I hang up, it's going to stay busy for about 90 seconds.